Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's the late, great Joe Cocker bringing us back. Mad Dog Englishman, Joe Cocker. 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Tom Anastasi, Dr. Tom Anastasi, author of The Successful Entrepreneur, professor of organizational behavior at Boston University, and also filmmaker extraordinaire and one of our very smart Brain Trust members. We're talking about, Tom, we're talking about motivational, what motivates people. And you introduced us to the expectancy theory earlier about what people expect from us. They always expect more than they probably deserve. There's another theory out there called the McClellan theory, right?
Yeah. So David McClellan looked at 150 different human needs. And he narrowed down 15 that were important to business. And so let's just talk about a couple of them that I think that are especially important for entrepreneurs. The first one is achievement. Now, some people are very high in achievement. They want to be recognized for the things that they do.
So these are people who they're not high in achievement. They have high expectations of being recognized for their achievement.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, all right.
So anytime they do something, they want to be recognized, and the more publicly
everybody likes that,
the better.
Don't they? Doesn't everyone like
no.
that?
No. Oh my gosh, some people would rather die than be recognized. Think of it. Think of the people you know who would not want to have a spotlight on them.
Who doesn't like a compliment, though? Who doesn't?
Well, people
like
want a compliment. True, but they want it privately. So if they do something,
they don't want to be in the limelight.
They don't want to be in the limelight. They just want you to sit there and say, hey, Mary, you just did an amazing job in this. Thank you so
right.
much.
Now go back
and
to work.
Exactly. So, yeah, I think everybody wants to be praised, but some people don't want it publicly. But other people, they want their name on the plaque. They want a dinner in their honor. They want all those type of things. And, you know, if you look at salespeople, for instance, salespeople are making tons of money. They're doing great. I know giving them $500 is not going to motivate them because they're making so much money. But putting their name on a plaque,
I've been through that.
That's very motivating. And so just realize that has got power and try to think of the people high in achievement who have this high need to be recognized for their achievement and think of ways to recognize them publicly. And it does not have to be expensive.
So why do we need to know about these two different theories of motivation?
Well, because people are different, and people spend more awake time at work than any other place in their life. And if you are the boss, you're one of the most important people in their lives. And so you need to figure out ways to get people to do what you want them to do without paying them, because money is not a very good motivator. So you've got to figure out non-monetary ways.
And you also need to find out what motivates them and makes them happy. Because, as I pointed out before you got here, Tom, when I told the audience you were coming and what we're going to talk about, you know, I pointed out that people want to be happy, people want to be fulfilled, they want to be professionally accomplished, and that professional accomplishment, they could do that anywhere. They just want to be successful. And if that means doing it with you or doing it with somebody else, now, ultimately, after 10 or 20 years, maybe they couldn't imagine being somewhere else. But when they start out, they could go anywhere, and for the first, you know, till they fall in love with you, so to speak. But you got to recognize that people want you have to meet those expectations, those professional expectations they have too, don't you?
You certainly do, and remember, people work for small businesses for a reason, because they want that camaraderie. They want that affiliation. They want that, which is another need. They want to just be with people that they're really comfortable with in a workplace that's free of destructive conflict, a nice place to work. And, you know, that is very motivating. And I think sometimes entrepreneurs forget about that, that just those type of factors, the non, you know, the intangible factors, psychologists call it the hygiene factors, which just means just the environment. I mean, think of when you walk into a nice hotel and it has a very nice lobby. You just get this warm, cushy feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so do people walking into their place of work. So they want that nice, comfortable feeling that they belong and they're wanted and they're around people that like them and want them to be there. That's very motivating.
Well, that's exactly right. So what you're saying is there are so many things you can't take for granted about your relationship with the people around you, isn't it? I mean, they've got lives, they've got families, they've got professional aspirations, they have financial goals, they have feelings about safety, about our group being successful. All those things matter to them, don't they?
They certainly do, and those are the things that ultimately bring people motivation and want them to go to work.
And rebuff a poaching event. Somebody tries
exactly.
to poach them from you.
Exactly.
And all of these are intangibles, aren't they? This isn't about money.
No, because you know, as soon as people are making enough to live comfortably, money stops becoming a good motivator.
Mm-hmm.
If people, you know, are desperate and they're hungry and they really need to upgrade their place because they're living in a dangerous neighborhood or something like that, money's a great motivator.
Yep.
But as soon as people are comfortable, an additional
and it's almost never and it's almost never the reason why people leave a company. Hey Tom, I need your website quickly.
Oh, Tom.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.